I'm sat in the summer terrace of a little restaurant just in the village next to the village where my parents live, still reporting from Austria, and I've had quite a nice meal. In fact, we've all come out together and we've all had quite a nice meal. And then I noticed that in that restaurant they actually serve illy coffee. And I've got to cast my mind back quite a long time, actually the last time I was in Austria for Christmas, where in Graz, the capital of Styria, in the southern parts of Austria, I also went into a coffee shop and met a dear friend of mine, and they served illy coffee. And I had an illy coffee there. That was before my booing time, before I actually reported on coffees, and before I really started to delve into this world of coffee. And I had an illy coffee there which was inoffensive. It was okay. It was quite nice. And today, after our meal, I thought, why not try an illy coffee again and see what it's like? I'm sure that illy also make different coffees, so I'm not quite sure what kind of bean they served. But I went ahead and I ordered an espresso. It came in a nice little dinky espresso cup, illy written all over it, and a spoon served on it, a glass of water. In Austria, you always get a glass of water with coffee, which is great because coffee does actually dehydrate slightly, and it's nice to just clear the palate also before maybe you delve into your coffee and afterwards. It also comes with some sugar. Of course, we know better. We don't take sugar. We're just trying an espresso. And I must say, smelling it, it already smelled not as nice, not as flagrosome, no notes really coming through. It was a blend, kind of almost burnt smelled again, which is something I detect a lot when you just get served espressos in restaurants. And putting the lips to it did actually confirm that the mouthfeel was very, very thin indeed. And the taste was of burnt rubber, which is a bit of an assault onto the palate, which is a real shame. Now, the reason for that, possibly extracted too quickly, possibly also too hot a water, old beans, you don't know. I didn't watch the extraction, I can't tell. Just wanted to sit back and relax and see what actually turns up. There was quite a bit of crema on top, which settled nicely. I let it kind of stay there before I tried it for about 2 minutes or so. But really, I took one sip and then another half sip, and I just really couldn't finish it, which is a shame, because I'm sure illy produce good coffees, and I'm not sure if the people here, the baristas here, know what they're doing. But it's not a coffee I'll rush back and try again. But you have to try other coffees just to know what's good and what's bad. This one doesn't get the thumbs up. It gets the thumbs down, I'm afraid.